shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
Oh. You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
All right, welcome back to another episode. Okay, welcome back to another episode of A Millennial's Third Eye, the Spiritual Shenanigans radio show. If you have not realized, it is Thursday, because we do this every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on the East Coast. And I can't believe that it's already Thursday. Can you guys believe it's Thursday?
I can't believe it at all. I thought it was Friday.
We're all excited to talk at once. It's great.
I know. We are excited.
We've got a great show for you. And how do we know that? Because when you, that's what you say when you have a great show for people, you let them know. And that's what we're doing right now. We got a great show for you.
It's a great one.
We have some cool shit to bring to the table. Some stuff I think that we might, some people forgot that we're going to do, but we're doing it anyway. I'm going to throw in some surprises probably, and I still didn't get a riddle yet. Before that, I got to come up with some
riddle.
I was excited to get the other stuff, like audio clips, and I forgot about the riddle. I also,
that
don't
was
get
the
mad.
One thing you had to do.
The one thing.
And you couldn't do that?
I had a lot more to do. I had to create the episode and put it together and put the. So, let's do what do we call those things again? Let's hear about everyone's life. Candace, how's everything?
Everything is great. Today's a good day.
What is today, Joe?
What is today?
Today, thank you for reminding me. I let everyone at work know. Today is International Peace Day. It is every
September. Do you
know
what else it is?
It's Thursday.
It's International Pizza Day, too. But, yes, it's International Peace Day.
Peace.
And pizza.
You cannot have pizza without taking a piece.
You like how that, I know, you know.
Put
a thing there. it's been good. It's been a good week. I mean, I don't know. What's there to complain about? Nothing to complain about. What's there to be happy about? Everything. Life is great.
Life is good.
It was shitty for me for the past couple of days. You know, I don't know if anyone else out there in radio land can understand, but I get really bad migraines, especially when it comes to like the barometric pressure. And you live in Florida. We're going to get, like, I don't know, a hurricane every week or something like that. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of hurricanes out there, a lot of shit going on. So, yeah, today's been a good day.
A lot of shit going on. There's storms happening, but you know what? We're great. We're phenomenal.
I am the storm.
Heather, thank you for joining us on the show once again. And Tony out there.
Yeah, that's so great. Yes, we are missing Tony. Tony does bring a different kind of awesome energy to the bunch, and we are missing Tony, and hopefully he'll be back soon to join in on the shenanigans.
Either way, it is all great and wonderful. And Heather, thanks for joining us once again. And what's going on in your world?
Well, thank you for having me. I've had a pretty good week, frustrating at times, but pretty good week. Mm-hmm. It's actually been pretty amazing because my last month wasn't, so I like that I've been on an even, nothing exciting, just work. Just
nothing
work and living life and going through the motions and you know.
Isn't that sad sometimes, though? Like, we just go through the motions. You get up when the alarm goes off. You get ready, go to work, come home, do the dinner thing, and do it all over again.
Yep.
Well, way to make it sound.
Why am I doing this?
Right. Yeah. It's like everything's good. Yes. And what the fuck are we doing here?
Yep. Like, I had a pretty amazing summer because I was going out and I was doing a lot of things I enjoy doing, with just spending time outdoors and just grounding myself, spending time with my family, my sisters. And this last month hasn't been that. And it's just been normal, mundane, you know, every day, just getting up, going to work, going home, doing house chores, going to sleep, getting up, going to work. I don't like that. I'm going to stop doing all that and go do what I want to do.
Yep. Yeah, I went through that for like a hot minute, and I'll say a hot minute for like a year. That's what I did. And then recently, I don't know, like maybe a month ago, I was like, what the fuck? I need to start living life. So, like, I've made it a thing to where every weekend I'm doing something with somebody. I'm creating some sort of an experience, which has been really awesome. Yeah, man. So, like, my daughter and I, we hung out. Steven and I did something a couple weekends ago. I'm getting tattoos with my mom and my sister this weekend. My dad, we're going to go, what is that called? Metal detecting. What?
Yeah. Yeah, you told me about that. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I hope you find some cool shit.
Yeah. Me too. I hope I find some cool shit.
So,
I mean, the best time to go in Florida is like right after a storm. And it washes up. Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Right after the storm, heard. I hope you find some cool shit. You know when you find some cool stuff like Ferrari keys to a Ferrari that are in the ocean or something that got washed up, but you can't have the car. You know? Yeah, mail them to you. I'll write it on Craigslist. Like, hey, was on the beach in Florida, found your keys. This belongs to you. Anyways, I've been feeling very funny and silly this week. Some things that I've done that were pretty funny to me was that my coworker pulls up to my job at the door. He'll get out and clock in and get back in his car and park his car. So I saw him pull up one day and he runs in and I hopped in his back seat and laid down. And when he got back in the car to back up, and I got back up, and I was like, what's up, man? He goes, oh, shit, what the fuck? So I surprised him with that. got him a couple times. No. It was actually pretty funny. I got him a couple times doing different shit. I've just been in a silly – I've been a silly goose. And one of the cool – the other day, this is a real cool, funny event that happened. True story. I was doing something at work, and in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm hungry, right? And I was like, this would be, I would love a breakfast sandwich. So then I was like, let's play with this. Let's have some fun. I was thinking to myself how wonderful, like, oh, I love breakfast sandwiches. I love how it feels, and I love the bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Well, the funny part was, right, my coworker comes out of the room. He's like, yo, Joe. And I was like, bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup. He goes, actually, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. And I was like, okay, well, let's do this. You know, I was like, all right, let's do Dunkin' Donuts. So then he takes my order, and he goes out in his car and drives away. Well, my other coworker pulls up on a forklift, and he's like, hey, Joe, I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts. Do you want anything? And I was like, actually, Dustin, our coworker Dustin, went to get Dunkin' Donuts for me already. He's like, oh, what the fuck? So then he goes. Well, then my other coworker comes out with the paperwork, and she's like, Joe, you know, what's this here? Oh, wait, where's he going? I would really like a breakfast sandwich right now. And I was like, oh, my God. I manifested this shit.
That's so funny. One can get your sandwich, one can get your coffee.
Did you get both?
Say that again?
Did you get both?
So I ordered it in the earlier already, and everyone else kind of came in, was like, I would love a breakfast sandwich right now. So, but I thought it was interesting. The universe brought Dunkin' Donuts, but I was like, let's not worry so much about why Dunkin' Donuts is the go-to right now. Let's just go with the flow and see how this experiment works. But I thought it was interesting. I was like, breakfast sandwich. And the universe is like, let's line you up with Dunkin' Donuts. But it all worked out. It was very, very cool. I thought that was interesting. Because if we could be more playful in our thoughts and be like, ooh, I love how that makes me feel. And it would be so good. But anyways, I did some funny shit. I'm trying to remember all the funny shit. I can't remember. You know, it's still hard to remember all the cool, funny things I do.
You're very playful by nature.
Yes, he is.
I am, but mm-hmm. for a long time I was very serious too. Like I would be playful. You know what I didn't like about myself, and I say this in a very loving way because I love myself more now. But I would be very playful on camera or social media, whatever. You take it how it is. Like I don't have an OnlyFans page yet, but then off camera I would be super serious, and it would just like I was always in my head trying to solve the next puzzle. And now I'm not like that anymore, but I am more playful at work, and it's been a great week. It really has. I feel good. I don't know what planets are in Neptune or whatever, but all right. Spiritual
maybe
news.
Maybe I'll start doing that.
Maybe
I'll maybe I can add week. That to like the tarot scopes. Put some astrology in there. That'd be cool. Huh?
Put what in the tarot scopes?
Astrology. Add some astrology into it a little bit. That'd be cool.
Your heart desires, you know, like, you know, you talk about the planets and where they're at, and then let's talk about the horoscopes and stuff. Whatever you, it's your thing. You do what you do. It's your baby.
Yeah, I know. That
know?
Sounds like a good thing. I might do that thing because that just sounds like a good thing.
There was some stuff I wanted to share. It sounds like a good thing. I wanted to share, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was about, I was talking to Heather recently about just being myself, right? And she was saying, like, just be yourself. And I think a lot of us hear this, like, all you need to do is be yourself. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who has gone through this,
uh-huh.
but I had a hard time really understanding what just being myself meant until recently.
Yeah.
You know when time goes by and it just clicks one day, you're like, oh shit, now I get it. Well, that was another event that happened. Like, and I just realized, like, I don't need to do anything. I just need to be myself and have, it was so cool. I don't know. You know when it just makes sense, it slides right in, you're like, oh yeah.
I think it's hard. What was that?
I just said I love when those moments come.
Yeah.
It
was a little hard for me because, like, I wanted to get all the answers now, and I wanted things to work out with certain things I was working on. And I didn't feel happy or confident at the times. And, you know, we're human. We have our emotions.
When you know yourself, then you can be yourself.
Yeah.
It's hard to, like, be yourself without really knowing you, you know? So when you know who you are and you're confident in who you are, then you can be yourself.
You can't...
I mean, be authentic regardless, but it's easier to be yourself when you know who you are. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. No, I guess what I'm trying to say is it's kind of like when we... Even myself, like, we think we know who we are, and then we go, oh, this is self-awareness? This is what that's like. It's like you start taking control for the first time of yourself. And yeah, I don't know. That's a rabbit hole conversation. All right, spiritual news. On September 19th, we have an article here that researchers at Aalto University have made a map of where in the body different types of love are felt and how strongly they are experienced. And so there is 27 different types of love, such as romantic love, sexual love, parental love. If you're really spiritual, I'm going to add something in here, unconditional love. But strangers, nature, God, or themselves, there's different ways we perceive or feel or put out and experience love. They had dealt with something about building the map, and these researchers collected data from hundreds of participants through an online survey. Wait a second. I'm reading this, and they said online survey. They did this. They did a thing about love and on online survey. Most of the responses were from young women in higher education. Participants were asked to color in a body silhouette to how they felt each type of love. They were also asked how they felt it in different types, physically or mentally. I don't really like that they did this online, but it seems like they had some fun with it. It may be that, for example, love for strangers or wisdom is associated with a cognitive process. So they kind of went over inner being awareness with love, and I thought that was pretty cool for spiritual news.
Five language, love languages?
Well, they talk about how love is physical and non-physical, but they were talking about the topics like where love is felt, such as from a stranger, from God, from parents, like where you are perceiving this.
I feel you.
So, question, why did it bother you that they did this online?
Well, how do I say bothered? It's not so much that it bothered me. I kind of got disappointed because they're doing research, right? And I think that there could be more done with research when it's where the body is feeling the love or how it's perceived or how this was just like a questionnaire, it seems like. And they did say that most of it was women or younger women with higher education, but that this is a great practice for other things too. Like, where did you feel that in your body? And what does that make you feel? And what do you think about that? And it's self-awareness of your own vessel, but it's just disappointing because like they did it over the internet. And to me, that's like someone could sit there and maybe like, I guess I feel it here, you know, I don't like, but I
I'm not sure.
you guys got my live reaction because I saved the article. I didn't read the whole thing. I read some of it. I was like, all right, bet that's a good one for the show. And when I read that they did it online, I was kind of like, the fuck?
That's funny.
But I love that you had that live reaction to it, too.
Yeah, hey, it was pretty authentic.
Well, thank you.
Self-awareness and being able to look at different parts, like with love or, you know, when you're angry, where are you feeling at it, you know, feeling it? Or when someone says something mean to you, where are you feeling it in your body? And so you're more self-aware of your emotions, where is that? So you can start healing it and bringing it forward so that, you know, you don't have those feelings anymore with it.
Well, yeah, I think it's great to just be, because look, the conditioned mind is like we think we feel or know what we think and feel, and then we go deeper with it and we realize there's layers to the shit, right? There's levels of consciousness and emotion. But I find it interesting too that majority of those people that did the test were younger women of higher education. And I'm not saying this in a negative way. Like I promote it for men too. Like being aware of your emotions is not like, it's not a bad thing. It's not like it doesn't deem you I think the, I guess the judgment is being gay as a guy, but it has nothing to do with any of that. Being in tune or aware of yourself and need is actually pretty attractive to women too. In general, as a male or female, like being aware of yourself, it's confident. It's, oh shit. And it's also, you attract the people that want what you have that they don't realize that they have.
Right.
But what are we going to do? We're just going to keep living life and then go back once in a while to kind of ask ourselves, why the fuck are we here? But, let's go into Terrascopes.
Oh, are you ready for the Terrascopes?
I am ready for the Terrascopes. Please.
All right.
Candace, bless us with this week's...
Looking forward to hearing what mine says.
Yeah, what
sign are you?
A problem sign.
Okay.
I'm the dollar sign. All right,
the water sign. Okay. So this week, what do we got? From September 24th to September 30th. So that's from this upcoming Sunday to Saturday. All right.
Yeah.
First sign. Taurus, Virgos, and Capricorns. Listen up. There is this reservoir of pure awesomeness that you have within you. And something is holding you back, or something is, like, suppressing your creative and, like, passionate energy. I feel like, as if you feel that you're all alone. You're not. You never really are. And that, like, no one will ever understand you. And it's true that you experience things differently, but you won't know unless you put yourself out there to shine. So this week, it's time to be brave and to be fearless, to be your authentic self, put yourself out there. And when you do that and you mix and mingle those energies, you'll find people, you'll find your tribe, find people that connect with you. Air signs, Gemini, Libras, and Aquarius. what do you guys got? So, some, not all, may be having some sleepless nights, possibly some overthinking, which I know some of my Aquarians like to do so much. You'll be having contradicting thoughts about yourself and your beliefs, even some sort of maybe manipulation or like some trickery that could be going on in the background that you're not quite aware of. So just be on, keep your spidey senses up. You could also benefit from a little bit of shadow work. And, get down deep, ask those deep questions. And that's how you'll be able to heal. That's how you'll be able to, as you're contemplating, and you ask yourself those questions, you'll be able to balance it out, figure it out, and heal and move forward. We're going to have some interesting phone calls this week, Heather. Fire signs. So, for you fire signs, you get Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius days. Enlightenment is the name of the game this week. You're also contemplative, but I don't think this is something that you have to make a choice about. Rather, you're taking personal stock of your life, you know, your career, your friends, your family, and you're just going to start what isn't working for you anymore, and you're just going to get rid of it. You're going to start doing a little bit of a purge this week, fire signs. Water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. So sometimes, like, our minds tend to play tricks on us or, like, test us, if you will, and sometimes all we need to do is just shift our perspective instead, or at least the thought process. So it's as if you are, or you may feel confused that you're unable to see some sort of outcome, like in the future, with some sort of situation. So your mind automatically is turning pessimistic because you can't see the future, so you're starting to think like worst case scenario. Switch it a little bit and try to be on the positive side, the brighter side, because it's like you have all of these cups to fill. They're empty, but and you're looking at them just being empty versus what can you fill it with? What do you want to fill it with? So take some time for yourself this week to kind of figure that out. What do you want? What do you want to do for you? So, yeah, so fill them cups. What makes you happy? Things that you love. Yeah. So that is this week in Tarot. I hope everyone has a wonderful week.
Yeah, you did that in perfect timing. The song ended in the background just as you finished.
Are you playing background music? What do you, would you play? Would you play?
Yeah, I play like a upbeat rap.
I didn't hear it.
Cool. You didn't hear it? Oh, good.
What?
Well, you guys, when you watch the recording,
you played rap music over my Tarot scope.
Well, it's
not
like a
rap music material.
It's cool. It's like, you'll go check it out and you'll love it. If not, tell me you don't love it and we'll change it.
What's her name?
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, the chick that does the sad puppy commercials, like the I see the commercials playing in my head. But yeah, you need some
What else do you see playing in your head? Oh, so I posted on my Facebook page. I forget the exact.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I gotta go look. You guys can laugh while I can look it up. Anyway, I was in a silly mood. I posted on my Facebook page something inspirational, kind of like, what do you guys need to work on? What is something you need or want to be better at? And I thought, you know, there was a lot of good ones. I'd like to read some of them. And so we got understanding feelings and what they mean. You know, fair enough. Like, my response was all zeros and ones and stuff. Binary code. I need to be loved by someone other than myself, someone said. I said, God loves you.
Very
I couldn't help myself. Like, I want to be serious, but I also want to give some silly smiles. Someone said, learning to forgive and let go. And I said, it's easy as 1, 2, 3, ABC. Not really, but I believe in you. Someone else said, stop procrastinating and get more done, even though I have zero energy. And that's a real doozy right there, because we all want more energy. And I think, like, discipline is such a beautiful thing I have learned and I'm grateful for. It's like doing it even though when you don't want to do it and you do it, let me tell you what, it is so much better after, because you like, I fucking did it. Now what, bitch? Like, you feel good. You know what I'm saying?
You feel accomplished. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel productive and accomplished. And
that's what I said, self-discipline, because I know I got to work on that.
Yeah. No, that's a
I'm
big
so
one.
Easy I'm at making excuses lazy. Of why I can't or don't want to do something.
Tomorrow's always better. Like, why put off? Why do today what you can do tomorrow?
Why?
Yeah,
right? Why not do it today when you can do it tomorrow?
No, why do it today when you can do it tomorrow? Come on.
There was a... Wait, hold on.
Master procrastinator.
There was a motivational quote or whatever picture meme I saved. It says, excuses make today easy, but tomorrow harder. Discipline makes today hard, but tomorrow easier.
Those are pretty awesome quotes, actually.
You ever go through your photos and realize you took a screenshot of yourself half asleep? I have, just now.
Not half asleep, but, like, I've seen screenshots of some, like, I don't know, random shit. I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, how did I do that? Okay.
I can tell you exactly what happened.
Or something. I don't know. Weird shit.
It says I took a picture at 6:44 a.m. I was turning my alarm off. Instead, I took a screenshot somehow.
Okay, I need to see this picture. You need to post this picture for everyone to see.
Okay, I'll do it right now. Hold on a second. I'll put it in the group chat. Hold on a second. You guys can
see this.
No, the group chat. We need to make like a Facebook. I said
everyone, and then he said group chat.
Yeah, our group
chat. It's nice of you to think that we are everyone. You know, we are your world, but, you know, we can share it with everybody else.
So, oh, you want me to share with the world what I look like at 6:44 in the morning screenshot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Why should we be the only one?
I
want to
see it first, though.
Everybody's
like loading.
Oh, it's loading? Well, this could be what my... This could be what my OnlyFans page will consist of. It's like secret photos that if you subscribe, you too can see what I look like at 6:44 in the morning doing a screenshot.
You know what it reminds me of? And you might not remember this, Joe, because you're a little bit younger. But anyways, it reminds me of the disposable cameras that we had. Or just our little cameras that we would take pictures and we'd have to send the film in, and we came back and we're like, what the fuck is this? That's
right.
What all of our pictures would look like.
When you did like a selfie now, you prayed that you got your head in the shot.
Yep. And you pray it's not blurry. I mean, half the pictures would be like black blobs. And you're like, what the hell is that? You have your finger over the flash, or you didn't have the flash on. And you have to wait for days for it to come back. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
The struggle was real.
The struggle was
real.
Yeah, that was like 80s and 90s patience.
Yes.
Like waiting for the photos to be developed. Are they done yet?
Oh man. There was none of this like print like from your phone and shit. Like what? No. You had to go
that would
out
be
of
so
Walgreens.
Cool. Yeah. I kind of had
instant. Wasn't get it in an hour. You waited weeks for that crap.
Unless you had Polaroids.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. That is true.
But that's a great...
You just shake them and hope that picture comes out. Like,
yeah.
Then watch it come into the
picture. Can I take another one?
Polaroids were so great that they brought it back. They had like a little mini one that like the kids have, like a little mini one. What?
Yep.
There's something kind of fun about
awesome.
Taking a picture with a Polaroid, like in the moment, like that was like a snap. Like, oh man, you got me. Like there's, I don't know. It seems something cool and fun in the moment about Polaroids. Like
what was?
And then waiting for them to kind of.
We used to be able to, when we took pictures in the moment. You took people when they get shoving food in their mouth or half talking or whatever. We weren't posing for everything. It was just whatever we were doing in life. Now everything is just so posed. It's,
well,
I mean,
they,
I'm.
They posed back in the day, like with black and white pictures, like cowboys and, you know, they posed. They posed in.
Do you know what they did?
Because they had to make sure
it
was all aligned with the bulb and shit, right?
Like they
were like,
used to take pictures with their dead people.
You know,
like,
my dad
would, like, die. And then, like, you know, they'd pose them in a chair and shit, and they'd be, like, 3 days dead, and you'd be taking a picture with them.
So, I don't know. I don't know about this. I don't talk about politics, but apparently someone had brought up flying cars in the news recently. And so, anyways, me and my dad were talking about flying cars. I was like, man, that'd be so cool, but at the same time, I'm worried that we're going to miss, like, seeing the stars without people fucking flying in the sky. But he mentioned, like, all the flying cars being the same model. And I was like, that's what the Ford Model A was. Everyone had the same model as long as they had black, right? So you could have any color as long as it's black.
Okay.
Anytime you want, as long as it's black.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get into a topic that I want to discuss. And I think, I'm not sure if I want to deem this the rabbit hole segment or I want to just talk about this and talk about something else for the rabbit hole segment. You know what? We're going to deem this the rabbit hole segment. Ready?
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
All right, so this is our rabbit hole segment, and I hope you are ready because, as my friends know, I like to take things from one end, and we might find ourselves in some other parallel universe. All right, guys, so we were talking the other night about this topic, and we were talking about how chaos and order, peace and harmony, but we were going to bring in some controversial and contradictories into this rabbit hole segment. And what I was talking about was, I guess what I was really bringing up was perspective, right? And how there can be the good and the bad, but at the same time, we're not going to really have an answer to this. So you guys get what I'm saying so far?
Yeah, I feel you. I get what you're saying.
Okay. So I want a scenario here.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. Perspective with, let's say there's a toxic relationship. And a lot of people right now, I think one of the ones that's going to happen organically is protecting your spiritual self and the narcissistic and the empath and they're draining my energy, things of that nature, right? Let's come up with a scenario here. Justification and all that. You get what I'm saying so far? We're going to use that as a topic here.
And this is what it, you're going to have to go down deeper into the rabbit hole because a little bit. We're following
Let's paint the picture more. I want you guys to participate in this scenario. Let's put it together and we'll start talking about it. So let's say there's a relationship and they're not getting along and one of them's spiritual. And this is a hypothetical thing. We're just going down a rabbit hole of perspective. And there's a justification here that there's a narcissist involved and they're the empath and they don't love themselves and shit. All right. Now, how is this correct? Is this the right thing to do? Is this the right thing to do? Like, I want to start questioning it now.
You mean, like, staying with
the right
person?
Thing to do?
Is it the right thing to do as a person or a spiritual person, regardless, whatever, to break up with someone and justify it as narcissistic and, you know, is it all love and light? Let's talk about it. Let's open it up.
Well, okay. What? First of all, to be fair, I'm just going to throw this out here. And this is just my own opinion. But I believe everyone has a little bit of narcissism in them.
Well, yeah, fair enough. I get that.
I share that opinion.
Okay. All right. Let's go with this. Like, we don't have to sugarcoat. I think everyone has a little bit of that. Because the truth is we all have duality. But let's say that someone broke up with someone, said they're narcissistic. Then they're kind of going into a new dating thing. And they're like, I'm afraid to date them. Is what if they're also a narcissist? You know, these things.
Yeah, I'm scratching my head a little bit on this one.
Okay, let me simplify it. Let's change the topic to something else. What's something in the spiritual community?
It's their business that they want to leave because of that, but I think that they need to actually look at themselves, not the
exactly.
person that they're with. Why are we letting this behavior happen? Why am I allowing this to happen to me? Because no matter what the other person does, you need to take accountability for yourself and why you're in that relationship.
Yes. Perfect. Now, here's where
especially
I want to go with
this. It's a repeated pattern.
Now, how do we not know that maybe there isn't a pattern? It's more so it's a fear of love.
So I think every person is someone that's not good for you?
Well, let's say even though there's signs of possible narcissistic behavior, possible. What if it's a light judgment, but it's a fear, it's an illusion?
Well, then that's, again, you need to look within yourself to find out why you are fearful or you're feeling that way. I mean, I've been there. I've done that a million times. I finally broke the cycle. But I had to finally look within myself. I was always blaming them. Yes, they did stuff, but my fear, that is a great fear of mine that I'm working on, and that's why I've been away from relationships for so long because of that fear.
This is going to be an interesting thing, right? So you worked on it. I'm not judging you. This is just a topic to bounce around here with. So we look at it, and I think that we might feel, even though we've healed it, right? Let's say you come into a new dating, you're dating again, and you are, you're dating again, basically. But I don't believe that it's always going to be easy or it's going to flow the way we think it is. So what if we think we've healed, but then we're triggered again? What are we going to do?
You're not healed.
Right. But how do we know, right, that – because I think we learned in the past that we now know what narcissistic is and empath is. We have to evolve from that is my point. Because otherwise, I find that personally, we're going to keep repeating that loop of trying to make sure that we don't meet the same problem again. But
I agree. That's the narcissist empath thing. I think that's always going to be, because you're always going to have people that need healing, and then you're always going to have the empath that want to help you.
For what I learned is that the narcissist and the empath really are just the twin flames evolved. And the twin flame evolved is that there's unhealed trauma from validation in some way or another. Now, what the shitty part about some of this is that when you experience your soul awakening journey or your spiritual journey, for me, I had a lot of signs that just hit you in the face. Like, are you with someone who's like this? And I'm like, fuck. And you kind of get addicted to those synchronistic messages, but I found that there's a lack of love, right? Healing is a lack of love. Uh-huh. Everything is a spectrum of something. And if there's a lack of love, it's a spectrum of from the narcissistic empath. It's yes, it's one wanting to give and take and bullshit, but it's two mirrors. It's two styles. The narcissist or the empath, one of them has a certain lack of love from their parents or lack of validation, and it's always like, I'm giving you this to do that. And it's just another way around with the empath, and it's hard because at those times, we want to be so mad at the fucking problem because it's, of course, it's why they're like, narcissist, and this. Don't get me wrong, there's shit with it. There's some heavy shit with that shit. It's a learning, to me, it's all a learning experience. But where do we go from there as people, regardless of the, how can you move forward and not be this individual that's like, I'm seeing the signs, but what if this is just another part of me working on putting in the effort to see past it, to give this unconditional love to someone? Because that's, I find the goal, to be able to work with someone. And I'm not saying this topic for a reason or in my life or anything. I wanted to do this rabbit hole segment. Basically, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, basically like evolving from a perspective. And that's what we're really doing in life. We just keep evolving perspectives to higher consciousness. So I guess where's this healthy boundary of awareness?
Well, I think that you just said it right there. If you're aware,
I was just going to
say awareness. If you're already aware and you're aware of your emotions and you've worked through stuff and you know what you feel, then you're aware of it. You're aware of the feelings when you're with someone. You're like, wait a second, this is a familiar feeling. I've had this before. I've seen this before. You're aware of that. Or it could be something like they just say one thing that might trigger up that feeling. So then again, you have to bring awareness within yourself. Is this a trigger for something that is that I need to work on, or is it coming from them? But you're more aware of yourself, so you're able to work through it easier.
Well, I find it a big topic sometimes with people because we all want love in some way, right? And yes, love yourself and all the fun stuff. But I think that there's trauma throughout the spiritual journey where people don't realize it, but they want, like, we want love. Sometimes we want stuff, but we don't want to realize our own problems. And I think sometimes there might be this fear to love again. And whether that's narcissistic shit or not, people go into the same problems thinking that the next person is going to not trigger them and they're going to get triggered. So it's kind of, how can we not?
How about healing?
Yeah, it really comes down to healing, but I guess,
as the empath, it's about, well, I mean, it's both parties need to be healed on both sides, but as long as someone's being triggered by something, the same thing, you need to be healed. You know, you need to do that inner shadow work, like, okay, why is this still bothering me? Why is this an issue?
Hmm.
And I think that if the narcissist were to do that as well, they would not be narcissists.
You know, it's hard for me to answer this just because of how much I have worked on myself and healed myself with relationships, and I still have more to go. But
yeah,
if you would have asked me this question a year ago, I'd probably have a completely different answer now. You know, and for me, it's just—I mean, I think of this, and I'm just like, I will know. I'll just know, just because of how much I've worked on myself.
It's fair enough. I want you to say, that's true. There's versions of all of ourselves that would say things differently at different times. It doesn't have to be so much about love and relationship. I guess what I'm really coming to a point of saying is, in order for us to really, as human beings, evolve to newer, higher consciousness on any topic, it's kind of like embracing this unknown about something that you have to be willing to bend your own mind's rule of what you deemed wrong and right. And And we're all kind of holding the wrong and right or good or bad because we have that duality within us. And the only way for us to learn is to experience, and we judge people and think these are all the old paradigms, and it's kind of like evolving. It's willing to be wrong at times too. And I think we label so much, and it divides and it divides and it divides. And to heal is the most beautiful part about it. But I want to help in the world somehow. It doesn't have to be super easy or this conversation, but I think there's a lot of people still that, including myself, look, there might be moments where I'm like, oh shit, I did that, where we are just, we want what we want, but we're really afraid of what we want, like the fear of success.
Mm-hmm.
People want success, but they're afraid of it, and they have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
We want,
like,
we want love.
I know that. Yep.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's all right. I just know that we had a conversation about success earlier this week, and, you know, it having that aha moment that we're afraid of it and we're holding ourselves back because we are afraid of it because it's unknown. It's actually pretty amazing to sit and think about that and realize it just all revolves around self again.
Yeah. I had this thought earlier. Maybe this is why I meant to bring up love and relationship or dating. I had this feeling the other day, and it wasn't like super. I have these miniature thoughts, and I kind of remember them. I was thinking how kind of shitty it is to, like, it feels like dating sometimes is starting over again to begin. Instead of, like, putting – like, I know this is not fully true, but putting in effort and putting in that energy and work to – hopefully see where that goes, and it goes well, and it doesn't, and you start over, you meet someone else, you do it over again, you try to get better at it. That's life. It's like, but it feels exhausting. Yeah. I think a lot of people are trying, but they feel like they're not getting anywhere. And the truth is about that, I guess, is that it's not wasting time. You're discovering more about yourself as you're doing it. And some people get tired. It doesn't have to be about relationship. But we just get tired, just like you said, Heather. It's the unknown. I think that really is a big factor to this too. And in life, it's when I told you guys before, like when I wake up in the morning, I'm not joking. One of the first three things in my head is like, oh, right, life here. What happens after death? And it's like, and then let's have our fucking coffee. So it's the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to learning about the present. And see, this is where the fucking rabbit hole is, because I can bounce around to timelines. Mm-hmm. I can bounce around to evolution. And it's just a lot of different ways to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Many different perspectives.
So we're not going to have an answer to this, but I think the main learning thing curve here that we got from it is that, what, I don't know, what is it? Healing? Is it? We're not going to have an answer.
I actually love doing rabbit holes. I love thinking and dissecting it, because as my mind has opened and as I have grown, I'm noticing that I dissect everything now, because there's a reason for all of it. And I want to find the beauty in all of it. And it's just amazing how we can think about this and go down the rabbit hole with so many different options, and know in the end, it's all for our best. Everything's there for us to learn, to help, to heal, to teach us. We have it all right there. We just have to get down to the bottom of it and get off of the surface. The surface is a big thing that we live here in our world, and we need to just get off the surface and actually dig deep.
Very good point.
Yes.
Can we lose?
I guess at the end of this, to kind of wrap this up, is what is wrong and what is right? And I think for the
neither.
Every second,
neither is
exactly,
wrong.
There is no correct or neither is wrong. We are just all learning. That's
each and every path leads to healing.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a longer roundabout way. You know, sometimes, you know, it's quick and to the point, but it all leads to healing.
It all leads to healing. Yes.
I have a question. That just brings up something that I have thought about that someone brought up to me. I have someone that came to me last week and asked me a question. And this
Ooh,
is
I like
for a trigger warning out there. There might be people that are triggered from this. But it was a woman that has had abuse happen to her, sexual, mental, physical. Her mother has also, her grandmother and her great-grandmother. So it's a generational thing. This person...
Like they've all experienced it.
They all experienced the same thing, yes. And so on top of it, because of the abuse, she was not able to have children.
Whoa.
And it...
Wow.
And that was, like, the one thing that she wanted to have. So what her question was to me is, because she is someone that is very spiritual and is healing a lot, is wondering if she has broken the generational curse that she feels is on the family.
Well,
because you can't have kids that can't go farther.
Yeah.
You know,
well, technically,
and she's healing in... She's wondering, was that her sole purpose to come here, is to break that curse so it wouldn't happen again down the line? I'm just wanting you to
happen again.
There's a lot more to just that. I want to ask a question, though, here. The not being able to have kids part, was there like a surgery done? Because I don't fully feel that just because...
It was many, many years of, and so unfortunately the insides were completely torn up.
Okay.
Yeah.
To this day,
yeah,
they
yeah,
still
that's,
have
that's
problems because of that, even though it happened many, many years ago.
Mm. Well, there is also adoption and whatnot. That's a separate thing here. That... If you're going to ask the question, is it done? Did I complete it? There's still a concern about it, which means to me that there is an incompletion. But it doesn't mean that's a big problem. It's more or less like letting go, learning to let go of that. How do you finally let go and say, I don't care anymore. I'm good. I'm secure. I'm done. I made peace with it, and I'm not afraid. That's the first thing I got.
Well,
so
I
think
guess
her
I
question was, if she broke
it.
Generational curse.
Yes. Say that again,
Candace. I think, well, what you were asking was, like, if she had broken that generational curse, you know, by not being able to have children, and because it was her grandmother, her mother, herself, you know. In my opinion,
right.
You know. It's, you know,
so
I think we all ask, what's my purpose here? Why am I here? You know?
Right.
And quite honestly, yeah.
Well, my beliefs are that before I was here, I picked why I was coming, the challenges and stuff that I would go through so that I can learn and evolve. So they have some of the same beliefs. So, you know, the question is, why as a child would I have wanted to go through this, blah, blah, blah. So then she's like, so is this something I signed up for so that I was able to, you know, break that? Because someone had to. It had to be broken. And then obviously she's learning a lot from that and healing from that. But, you know, it's a question, why would if we believe this, why would anyone want to put themselves through that?
Because it's not that anyone would want to put themselves through it. It's sort of more or less the term is, I'm going to do that to help my ancestry evolve, because there is a reason that they're stuck. If it's so traumatic, if it's traumatic enough, it can keep you stuck on the 3D or lower vibrational dimensions for a long time. And so what that sounds to me is that the ancestry of that lineage needed release and helping release them from, technically, like, it's still happening or still stuck so far back that those souls are still needing that. So she's kind of standing up for the women in her lineage. And by her evolving brings more light, not only to her, but to that lineage. And so we are, if we're not aware of it so far back in time that, you know, there's not people back in the day saying, love yourself. Don't, you know, take, don't let fear get to you. That's not going to be there. And so we're evolving now because we have been stuck traumatically through centuries where people's souls are being evolved through ancestry just by us living our life now. But it's not, that's not her only mission here. You know what I'm saying? What I'm really getting to is to live her life to the fullest, because she's not, I don't know what it is, but she needs to also remember that her life isn't meant to be spiritual work every day. And she's, I'm picking up on this person now, because we, all three of us, talked about whoever this is, and I'm getting it. Every day doesn't have to be like a Buddhist temple where she's like disciplining herself, trying to find the answers every day. She also has to remember to live life, be happy, easier said than done. But again, like, you're helping a line of people who had the problem. And in that case, you are not in fear of something anymore holding you back. Your soul's not being held back. You're not being fragmented. That's what I got. I want to keep talking about it. I'm going to rant. That's a rabbit hole for you.
No. Since, like, time is, like, linear, like, even for, like, how do I say it? Like, I know she's not going to, like, future, I think it's, like, different selves on different timelines, like Joe was saying, how it's, you know, homage and healing, you know, ancestry lineage and stuff like that on different timelines, you know, obviously we can't see, where she's made this and healed, you know, so it affects it like across the board. And it's one of those things where, like, you were saying how before we come to Earth, you know, we kind of get a game plan. Like, this is what your life's going to be about. Do you accept the mission or not? You know, it's like no one wants to willingly go through pain and suffering and any kind of mental, emotional, or physical torture. I was abused for like 9 years, mentally and emotionally abused. And like, why did I want to keep doing that? Like, who does that to themselves? I was married to a narcissist. Like, who wants to do, that's not fun. None of that was fun. But, oh my God, the growth for myself, for my children, you know, for, you know, just came from it. I wouldn't have gotten that any other way. And I needed to. So it's like, it's hard, but, you know, God doesn't give us anything that we cannot handle. You know?
True.
So this is something that she'll get through and she'll come to understand and to, like, accept that it's for the better. And like Joe said, there's always, like, adoption, you know, surrogacies of sorts. You know, there's options. There's definitely options. But she saves another human being in all of this. Because if this is a generational thing, meaning grandma didn't know how to stand up, mom didn't know how to stand up, she didn't know how to stand up, most likely her daughter was falling into the same kind of pattern, you know what I mean? So she actually saved someone else from going through the same trauma that she went through. Rant over.
Well, I do want to say this to you, though. Like, I don't want to sound, because I understand it. It really sucks sometimes to go through some shit And that's a heavy question. It is a heavy question to be like, why did I have to go through that? And this is where a soul awakening happens at some point, or something like you start to open, like certain things play such a ricochet, connect the dots life that you might find yourself helping people through that in a unique way later on. Or you had, it's such a blown up, fucked up thing, but you opened yourself up and you took a life less traveled and you changed your reality and you chose to live in a different way and take a different path. Like me going through my stuff, going over like how my life turned out so far, it brought me to such a different timeline, reality, parallel universe, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I wouldn't be here talking with everyone. I wouldn't have met Candace or Heather. Would not have started this radio show to begin with. Like, think about how things play out. And that is a reaction. It is a response. It's your, it's just, we change. We're ready. We're ready at certain times to, and it's the, it doesn't start pretty, but, all right, so I'm going to play some songs
Never mind. I was a question for Heather about Heather's friend. That's all.
Yeah, ask it, ask it.
Oh, I was just wondering if she, what kind of, like, a line of work she does or is looking to do, like therapeutic work for women that were in similar situations.
She actually, she is a healer herself. She is an artist and she was a nurse for many, many years. She does have a child that that she adopted. And so she's the second part of her life has been really good, but she had a really, really, and she's coming to terms with everything. And I'm so thankful for that. She is, you know, healing a lot, but then when you're healing, you ask these questions and, you know, I gave her my 2 cents on it, but yes, I believe, you know, there is a reason why you're here. And that is part of it. You know, you're ending that. And like Joe said, standing up for everyone behind you, standing up for everyone in front of you. That is something that your soul took on, because through that experience, you needed to learn something. Your soul wanted to learn that. Not just you. Your soul needed that so you could all evolve. And
I think that she was
because
she
of
really
the experiences.
Benefit.
What was that?
No, I was carry on.
Because of the experiences that she has gone through, she's the person that she is today. She's the person that is out
for
there helping people, healing people, able to listen to people and relate with people. She wouldn't be that person if she hadn't gone through that.
So now, I got a question though. Is she still having a hard time about this? Or is she doing things to help people? Like, what is she doing now, this person?
Well, I was asking because I see her talking to people going through similar situations, and it also healing her.
She's in the process
of healing.
Like, we need
to become like an advocate.
She's in the process. She loves talking to people and helping people and healing people just by talking to them and having someone that understands, right? But she is in the process of healing herself and has grown great distances and still has more to go, just like I believe all of us do at all times, you know? And it's coming to terms with it and knowing that, she's able to talk about it. She was never able to talk about it before. So there's certain aspects she's able to do now.
The more that we talk and we're comfortable with talking about it, the more we heal too. That's beautiful. I'm glad. Yeah. I hope they don't mind that we kind of this is a great topic to talk and discuss, so I hope that they, they're okay with that if they ever hear this. But all right, let's take a musical break, and then we'll wrap this up, and we got some time left. We got Candace picked John Lennon, Imagine.
In honor of Peace Day.
I love it. Heather had picked, I'm trying to look back, something by Samantha Lee, which I Choose Me, which is a dope song. I was listening to it earlier. And I chose a song called I Just Want to Shine by Fitz and the Tantrums, which was pretty dope. I like that kind of today. We'll be back in a little bit, and we'll come back and see where else this Spiritual Shenanigans radio show takes us. We'll be back in a brief spiritual minute.
Just don't hit the same in this new phase of life. Barely ever entertain. Something just don't feel right. I got one foot in my former life, one foot in something new. Tell my family everything alright, but inside I'm a bit confused. Feeling like the path that I've been on ain't the one that I'm supposed to do. Be myself or be someone else, now which one will I choose?
Well, if you know anything about me by now, you should probably know the answer is.
I know that they might not get it, but I choose me. They might think I'm crazy, but let them, cause I choose me. Some people might even get jealous, but I choose. One foot in my former life, one foot into something new. Tell my family everything alright, but inside I'm a bit confused. Feeling like the path that I've been on ain't the one that I'm supposed to do.
be myself or be someone else. Now which one will I choose? I know that they might not get it, but I choose me. They might think I'm crazy, but let them, cause I choose me. Some people might even get jealous, but I choose me. I need to do what makes me happy, so I
All right, we're back from our musical break, and so far on the show, we have covered some awesome stuff. We have gotten our tarot scopes. Thank you, Candace. We have gotten spiritual news. We've gotten awesome conversation, and we discovered there is no right or wrong. There it just is.
Okay.
We have reminded ourselves that every September 21st is International Peace Day, and with Candace's in additional intuitive guidance and reminder and fun advice, and there's also International Pizza Day today.
Do that on every show. We should have, like, whatever day that is, whatever international day that is. Just like something for every day. Are you kidding me?
We can start making our own day. Like, today is International Mind Your Business Day. You know, like...
See, that could be a thing. I mean, it could be, like, every day. I mean, not just one day.
Yeah. It's International By Joe a Coffee Day.
Yep.
Maybe.
That was today.
It's, yeah,
I just have to say this. Does anyone not want the music back on? I was totally vibing. I'm sorry.
I was vibing too.
Dancing everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, September is also Take a Man on a Date Month, and I was wined and dined recently. I wanted to share that. I don't know if it was manifested. I did post something
really?
Like it's international.
Does that mean I got to take my boyfriend out on a date?
I mean, if you have let him know that September is International Take a Man on a Date Month. I mean,
I'll just keep that to myself.
What do I do with no man?
I mean, right now.
You go on
a
date.
You still have.
How you doing?
You still have like a week and or 2 days of September. Why don't you just meet a stranger and say, I'm taking you out on a date. We just discovered that there is no right or wrong. There just is.
It is true.
You know, that's
there hasn't
wild?
Been anyone that's piqued my interest to do that, though.
Then when you find that person that piques your interest, go up to them and say, excuse me. We're going, like, don't even put a question mark. We're going on a date. You know, I think there's something exciting about walking up to a stranger. What's the worst that can happen? Sorry, I'm with someone or, like, no.
That could be the worst thing. I mean, I'm not saying with Heather, though, but
you
want to
know?
If a woman, you know, that's, like, trying, or a person in general that's trying to get back out there into the dating field, trying to get their confidence back up, all that good jazz, and then get rejected, that would crush me. I'd be like, fuck this shit, I'm staying home. You know,
I think
I
think the worst thing that can happen is not realizing your full potential and, like, and letting people, like, all right, the disappointment getting to you, and because we have emotions, but when we realize a thing that
like human,
we just get in our own way. But that's okay. To me, like that is almost similar to a lot of things. We just get upset. It doesn't go your way, or it doesn't go the way you hoped it to go. And so guess what? It upsets you. You had a breakup. It upsets you. Like, we have emotions, but I think when we get past our emotions and we can be like, you know what? I'm just going to make it happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you realize your full potential, what you are capable of doing, you're confident. That's the same thing as getting hurt and getting back up again. You're like, oh, I've been through this before. Like, it's nothing now. I learned how to get past this shit. And I think, Heather, we're going back to you again. You should just go put yourself out there and go on a date.
I want to.
Well, everyone
I'm
in the world right now.
I'm just waiting for him to come.
Universe, we have
There's
Heather
no
here.
One worthy.
Heather is in California. And on the line here listening. What would you like to tell the universe that you are looking for in this date or relationship person?
Oh, wow. We're really going to bring all that up. Okay. Someone that's on my level energetically. Someone that can grow. Someone that has an open mind. Someone that is funny. Someone that is considerate. Just an overall kind human being. Someone that has fire in them. A little spice here and there.
I think you're missing some physical features here.
It doesn't matter. I would like him to be male. I would like him to at least be my height or higher. And
gotcha.
That's what I would like.
I'm not a fan of people that are like, oh, it doesn't really matter about their physical appearance. Like, bullshit. We all have like some sort of attraction or something. Like,
both of us need to have that spark there. Otherwise, it just doesn't work for me.
No, I guess what I'm saying is like people.
The way he looks does not bother me at all because it's his inside that matters.
See, that's what my point is.
And his inside will already show on his outside. And so guess what? Whatever his humanness on the outside looks like, his inside's going to override that anyways.
Not judging you. I'm just 100%. Questioning. Why can't, like, if you're going to ask me this question, I'm going to say they have a nice butt because I'm a butt guy. They have, you know, some size also in the breasts because I like them. Like,
there's a difference. First of all, you're a man. That is a difference.
But I'm also agreeing with you on the
emotional. Women more go with emotions than physical. Men more go with the physical.
Well,
that's
true.
With me, truly, it does not matter. Yes, I would like to be attracted to him. But I fully believe that's going to happen. What color hair, eyes, if he has a big butt, no butt, I really could care less about all that.
So
whatever nationality, I could care less about that as long as you are a good human being.
Yeah.
And I'm being truly honest with that.
I believe
you. I can tell you who I normally go to, but I'm not going to those people no more. I broke that.
I wasn't worried. This is a great, I have questions about these things because like, all right, your inner being, we have the feminine, which is the internal being, right? There's the physical, which is more done.
Mm-hmm.
There's things like that, right? Men, for most part, I can't say like all of us, but for the most part, we're not in touch with our emotions, but I am for some of it. And yes, do I want someone who is gleaming up internally, emotionally aware, and we're not perfect, but, you know, has that good shit internally, right? Of course they're going to glow on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to glow on the outside with a nice butt and a nice size breast. You know, they got a sense of humor. If I'm going to tell the universe what I want, I think we shouldn't be afraid of what we want. And you know what happens?
You shouldn't be afraid of what you want, but if you narrow it down to like, okay, she's got to be 5'7" and blue eyes and blonde hair and double D and big eyes, like you keep, you're narrowing down.
Yeah.
Narrowing your options, or I mean,
if that's what you want, you can manifest anything you want. I think the problem that we have in manifesting is that we just got one part wrong that we needed to critique, and then you do that, and you learn something else. But I guess I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think it's good to go with the flow too.
Something I would say about a man, like I want him to be strong.
Okay.
I mean, so he doesn't have to have this beautiful built body, but he needs to be strong just because I'm getting fucking weak as hell. So I need someone there to help me.
Are we talking like opening a pickle jar strong or?
lifting some around the house or whatever else. I am an outdoors person, so I just want someone that with the physical or ability to stay with me, to be with me, to help me, to grow with me, to, you know, be right there with me. So physically, as long as he's physically able to do that, I'm fine with that. Looks so, and maybe it's my age too and what I've gone through in my life. I really, truly don't look at, I mean, I've gone with some drop-dead gorgeous men, and I've gone with some, like, what the hell are you doing with them, men? And all of them are, have, you know, it doesn't bother me as long as it's the person inside. That's what I'm going to be with the rest of my life anyways.
So,
after a while, for me at least, after a while, the person I see in front of me, person, I'm seeing their soul. I'm not actually seeing their physical appearance any longer. So,
see, I mean, like,
I'm
not a fan, even though I'm spiritual. I'm not saying this in the mean way. I'm just saying my thoughts. As even a spiritual guy, so even like the cliche things, like, I still like to say certain things, meaning like, I need you or something like that. I need you, but it's more like a cute thing. It's a flirty thing. But at the same time, yes, do I know that I don't need you and that I'm whole on my own? I do.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like it takes the killjoy. It's like a killjoy. But do I think it's cute and adorable and it's true? Like you're with their soul and stuff and you're their light and aura and yeah. But we're still in the physical too. So I mean like, I want that to match. Like, I agree with you. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a wrong thing. There is no wrong or right, right? There just is. And I think we should be able, like, if that, okay, so the truth is this, that's what you want. That's what you want.
Yeah.
And then I know what I want.
What you need.
Right.
Well, if you're going to throw that wrench in there, shit.
It's all different. I mean, we're all going to want something different, and it's okay for whatever we want. We all grew up differently. We've all had different experiences.
Yeah.
We all are attracted to different things. We've all learned different things. So you might not have learned something that I've already learned, so I don't want that. Or vice versa, you've learned it, and I'm still looking for that. You know,
true.
It just depends on the different levels that we've
definitely
gone through and what we've learned through our life and what we've healed and grown with.
Yeah, or what you want to experience next.
Yep. Because it could be like, now, you know what, it's been so long, I just want to go have a one-night stand and whatever. If that's something I want to experience, it doesn't mean it's going to change anything from where I'm growing. Not that I want that, because that's not me. But, you know, I can choose that experience. Because
that one-night stand could be a many-night stand.
Yeah. Are you, now are we talking in the sense of their glow and soul and their inner being, one night stand, or are we talking like?
No, they would have to be a glow. I have to have, for me personally, I've always been like this. I have to have a connection with them. If not, you're gonna have no part of me. I have to have like a soul to soul connection where I'm like feeling them. Otherwise, I can't. I do not want to nor choose to have one night stands with anyone I have no connection with. Why?
Oh, I mean,
take care of myself.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a very, very, it's a whole different subject within the subject. So if you're not attracted to someone and you have a one night stand, that's a very confusing thing. What are you doing? I mean, there is like, I mean, I guess I'm sure there's so many scenarios. There can be like the scenario where someone is so deprived of self-love that like they just don't give a shit. I don't know. But
I've known people too,
there's so many different standpoints that we don't.
And I'm okay that other people do it. I mean, because I'm okay with anyone doing whatever is best for them. I'm all for it. I mean, I'm the type of person, I don't want to change anyone unless you're wanting to change yourself for the better. I'm here to let everyone be themselves. And so if that's something you want to go do, go for it. It's just not for me.
Have you guys seen this guy on YouTube that he just like insults women about being a rich guy? And he's like, I would never marry you, or I would never marry a rich woman because then I would be liable for the... No? I don't like it at all.
No.
I'm not a fan of it because it's just, it's more like he's really talking about security and just hurt. It's very, I don't see why this is a very positive and motivational thing to talk about for people on his side. I think I kind of want to bring it up another time, but side note, hookups, one night stands, and yeah, Heather, you have told the universe what you wanted. I hope that you spent your time wisely with that. Thank you, universe, for listening. What else we got going on?
Oh, I said a lot more internally.
That's not fun. We were supposed to hear about that.
Well, you started talking.
Oh, I started talking. My fault.
Kind of what he does. That's okay. That's why we love you.
Yeah.
We love listening
we
to
do.
You talk.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm working
on
the
balance. I have spent many a moons listening to you talk.
So what I've learned is that
many years.
I need to make sure I don't talk too much because I might miss out on what Heather might say, but she says in her head.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we got to pay attention.
You did a little bit of shadow work there, buddy.
Yeah, I should slow it down. I shouldn't respond so quickly.
You're ahead of the game this week.
Well, the problem is, too, I'm on a little lag. So, like, it's probably 2 or 3 seconds after you guys talk that I guess I talk or whatever. So I'm interrupting, and I don't mean to interrupt, but there's that lag there.
I don't hear it, but you're doing great on my end, keeping up.
I have ADD, and I just say what comes to mind, so I tend to talk over people. I'm sorry. I always tend to interrupt. I'm sorry.
My mind is lagging right now. Who knows then?
I think it's because you're in California. We're on the East Coast. It's probably the problem.
Yeah, we're ahead of
that.
You're slower in California.
That's funny. If you saw where I would live, that message.
I would. Do you know how cool it would be to just talk to everyone like that? Hello. Do you have any time available? And then just go really fast.
You have to do that at work tomorrow. You got to fuck with people.
I was going
to
bring my...
You got to walk and record it.
I'm going to bring my megaphone
in,
I think,
too. Walk in slow motion?
Walk
in the door. Walk through the door in slow motion. Punch your time clock in slow motion. Come on, man. Like, you got to commit. Come on, man.
I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my best to... slow motion, like really, it would really have to be like good, and I would have to, you have to piss someone off in the middle of doing that too. You have to, like you can't, you have to be in character, you know what I'm saying?
You got to commit, you got to be
you gotta
in
commit.
It, man.
I wanted to like, I've been slowly doing like jokey pranks at work, so it kind of fits in. It's been actually pretty fun fucking with people at work.
Oh, man.
I do my job.
Is anyone doing anything to you?
Joe playing pranks on me? There's one guy, he does like the hand thing where you get someone to look at whatever fucking hand move you're doing and then you're like, ah, I got you.
It's the asshole sign.
And
it's
yeah, well, he does the fingers together one where you put your fingers together
fingers?
And make you look at it.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, either way,
yeah, I don't know
that
one. I know the one that's like the A, like it's like the asshole. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my boss.
He probably stopped saying that shit.
My boss does that shit to me, and I always like fall for it.
He's not.
Actually, I look over and I just fall for it like all the time, and I'm like, "Fuck, man." He was like,
"He's
got to
be in like late 40s or 50. We did that. We do that all the time. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
What did you trying to say? Late 40s is old? Hell no, we're not old.
Well, not old.
I meant like Joe's like 32, so I meant like older. Right?
No.
Yeah, you're like 32.
I'm 32, but my boss is actually like a year younger than me.
What?
Yeah. Interesting fun fact.
The thing?
Yeah, he's been in the game. Well, hey man, I am thinking about other shit. So when
I
you're
don't
like.
Know.
Joe, and my ADD brain goes,
what?
My fingers? Where'd you have to go there? I wash my hands.
What?
I sanitize before I dive.
Nice.
That was organic. I just did that now. That was the first timer.
I'm sure your ladies appreciate that.
Well, one time I was questioned about why. I felt like I insulted the person. They're like, why are you sanitizing your hands before you do that? And I was like, because I don't want to, you know, I was showing respect. I was like, that's respectful of the play zone. And
see, I think it'd be
right
weird if you did that afterwards.
That would be insulting. That's like, that's like, well, that's the good lotion, you know, that's the holy water. Why would you sanitize the holy water?
Shut up. Where has all this show gone?
No.
Side note.
The show has
moon
taken a turn.
Looks absolutely beautiful tonight.
Oh,
I'm just sitting here staring at it right now.
Side
note.
You know what's really beautiful every day? Is the sun.
What's
such
that?
A gorgeous, fucking, amazing.
Yeah.
The moon is, this is nice too. The moon is nice. I want to show more recognition to the sun.
The sun gets a lot of recognition. What are you talking about?
I feel
everybody's up when the sun is out. Everyone's sleeping and the moon's all by itself.
Everyone loves the moon. I love the moon. I feel like the sun gets forgotten about. Like, it's there every day. Everyone has to deal with it in the morning, but, like, at nighttime, we're like, oh, yeah, the moon. I love the fucking moon. And everyone forgets about the sun. Like, we gotta love the sun. I'm just putting some love out there to the sun.
The sun is, like, literal energy.
I just don't feel like enough people, you know, pay homage to the sun. That's all.
Do you? Do you do that? Do you sunbathe? Do you sungaze?
No, I salute the sun. I say, I actually say, all right, hold up. On a serious note, I do say like, well, we say bendición, which is blessings. And I say bendición, you know, to the sun. I just look at the sun and say bendición. It's like saying thank you. And blessed is the sun. And, you know, same thing with the moon. You could do it with the moon. You could do it with the river. You could do it with me. Send me love, so, you know. But
when I'm driving in the morning,
yeah,
for work, I always see the sunrise. And when I see this, good morning, sunshine.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm goofy in my car.
Heather, do you do
me
that?
Me and my spirit guides hang out in my car. Good morning, sunshine.
You know, I do not say good morning to the sun. I mean, I have, but that's not a daily thing. My daily thing is. Because I sit in my car all the time. So I sit there because it's coming towards me, and I sit there and I just bake. For 5 minutes, I just bake in every morning to brighten my mood because it energizes me.
So you reference the sun as the...
Anything that I have on that, you know, that's weighing me down, let go of it. So I can just...
Yeah.
So you said the sun is a she? You said she.
I always have called the son a she.
Okay.
Most men
okay.
don't. They call him male, but I also believe that there is he, she is a male-female energy.
Okay, cool. I'm with it. So the moon.
I also believe that with the moon.
All right. Well, we have a pronoun project going on with the sun and the moon. Fair enough. Everyone's going to have a different opinion, and you know what the answer is. It just is. We are coming down to one of my favorite parts of this show, and that is what, Candace?
I don't know. Oh, let me guess. Hold on. Are we going to blow some shit up tonight? Oh.
We are. This is boys where we...
Boys and their toys. I'm telling you. Love to blow some shit up.
Yeah, this is our opportunity to vent, release, put some stuff in the explosion, and feel good so we can go to bed and relax and all that. What are we putting in the... What are we blowing up tonight? Starting with Heather, anything you would like to put into this moon ritual?
Yeah, frustrations with traffic.
Frustrations with traffic. You got it. Perfect start. Perfect start. What else? Candace.
Oh. We can throw my migraines in there with it because that'd be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Candace's migraines. I'm going to put in having to have an answer for everything. Okay. No callers tonight.
Yes, another one. I'm sad.
Thinking and worrying about what happens after death and why am I here on Earth?
Wow.
Yeah, I gotta let that go.
One, Joe.
I want to let it go. Release it. All the energy I need to release. Insecurities. Gotcha.
You guys go get it. Blow some shit up.
Yeah. What else? That was a good one. Insecurities. Fears, worries, and doubts of any limitation. I don't know if you guys remembered or have seen, but I have officially started Boo Boo season.
I'm so sorry. What?
It's
what?
Officially
Boo Boo season.
Yes, I have started it.
Season.
We are in Boo Boo season, and let me explain this. This is kind of like astrological planets. It's kind of like a holiday. It's kind of like a little bit spiritual meets non-spiritual, but I have started what is called woo-woo season. Woo-woo season is starting September 20th and goes into late October. Woo-woo season is coming back with vengeance. It's confidence. It's taking no shit and having fun while making a mess out of it, but also knowing somewhat of what you're doing, but not really, and kind of losing your shit a little bit, but at the same time exploring. This is woo-woo season.
Yeah. I like that season.
That sounds like a lot like woo-woo. That sounds a lot like life.
This is
life
embracing.
That's what that sounds like.
The season to embrace life on a new level of woo-woo-ness. Candace.
Woo-woo-ness.
Yeah, it's the capacity in which you give yourself permission to not give a shit, but give a shit. But also, it's like a balance. You're looking for that balance and embracing. You're surrendering, but not. It's a mixture of a lot of different things. But this is a woo-woo season.
It almost sounds like voodoo season.
No. Woo woo. You heard it right. Woo woo. Voodoo.
Oh, let me stop.
No.
I'm sorry. It's a little inside joke. I'm so sorry. Right, Daddy?
Yeah, Voodoo Daddy, yes.
Oh, Lordy. Are we really going there?
Dear Universe, I would like to add to my list of wants. They also reference me as Daddy.
Not just any Daddy, but Voodoo Daddy.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
All right.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That's, what else are we adding to blowing up stuff?
I don't have my shit to blow up. I don't know.
All right. Maybe I've overdone the blow up.
Just have sickness overall, and then that's it.
All right. Well, I'm getting hungry, and we have reached over an hour or so of our time. It's like 2 hours now. And I want to thank you guys for joining me on this live recorded also podcast radio show, Candace and Heather.
Thank you for having me. It was so much fun.
Always. I love it.
And we will see you all, or we will be that. We will all come back on the next timeline and reality of the Spiritual Shenanigans Radio Show.
Same place, same time, same people. Have fun.
Can't wait to see you.